is amateur hour!
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum water-powered podcast live from the Thicken Farms compound under the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, from the Quantimino, with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
I'm here with a tube mic now.
Uh-oh.
Watch out, bitch.
It's Brittany, bitch. And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
On my regular mic.
Wow. Joins us from the other side of the glory hole now. Let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. At the top of the hour, we got Return of the Mac, Art the Arbiter.
Return of the Mac.
Everybody, the Arbiter versus veganism. That's
last
a fun,
week, we spoke about Just Egg.
Right.
And I was hating on Just Egg because on the box, in big letters, it says Just Egg, but it's an actual plant-based egg.
Is it one word, Just Egg?
No, it's two words.
I'm just now realizing why you were mad last week. Because
I think I just realized that not only
does it say egg on the cart on the thing, it says Just Egg.
Right.
Yeah.
Emphasizing the egg.
Sounds like a big lie, right?
Okay.
It's not.
I don't know why you didn't say this last week.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you're calling it egg.
Right.
And what is egg? It's a protein that reproduces.
You could say
it's
that.
Animal protein.
You could say that Just Egg has an egg on their face. Perhaps Just Egg on their face.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Up, man.
Just
hey, listen to this fucking guy cracking me up.
Oh, wow, dude.
We out here wilding out.
So, you have something else to add to you got more beef, dude?
Yeah.
Or
I mean,
less beef, actually.
We're talking about more, yeah, literally. We're talking about veganism, and I heard about this cheese shop that is located in an affluent part of town.
I heard quotes around that cheese.
Yeah. So, that's a big problem here. This is a place that sells sandwiches, and they call all their ingredients by their meat counterparts.
Oh, no. So it says like a roast beef and cheddar.
Yeah, and it's, or it says
when
something
it's neither beef
ham,
nor cheddar.
But it's they'll call it cow-free ham. Or, psh,
yeah, of most ham is.
Yeah, most ham. Yeah.
Most ham,
I get
ham
this.
Being.
Yeah.
All
right.
This ham has 0% cow in it.
I can't guarantee that for the other ham.
Still ham, not vegan.
Right. But it's pork-free ham?
Well, roast beef, like you were just talking about.
Cow-free roast beef?
Yeah.
I see.
Or meat-free ham or something like that.
Do they say meat-free or do they specifically call out the actual animal?
Okay. So this says, is this Caprese? Is that how you say
Caprese.
That? Caprese. So they have the kind Caprese. They have gentle Reuben. So some of them have kind of like clever names saying that.
Why is gentle Reuben clever?
Well, because it's not harming
gentle.
Animals.
They should have said gentle Reuben stuttered.
The velvet teddy bear?
The velvet teddy bear himself.
Didn't he win?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then season two.
And then no one heard from him again?
So, did you look at that menu?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even talk about dollar signs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to this vegan cheese shop that sells sandwiches using the meat counterpart names. And they charging.
They're
the sandwiches.
They're meat prices right here, dude.
They're more than meat prices.
I mean, it's not.
How much is that Caprese?
I feel like this is the going rate for sandwiches.
I feel
now,
like Caprese's
dude.
Don't have
I
meat
think that's
in,
a little
in
bit
general.
More.
$13 for a sandwich, you tell me.
You tell me, burrito.
It's not reasonable.
That's a lot for a sandwich.
It is a lot.
Right.
My bad.
Burrito dabbles in Sammy's.
Yeah, he's that's a like, sandwich professional when it comes to investing.
That's like twice as much as my 8-inch.
Whoa.
Sub-sandwich.
Listen, ladies, he'll give you his 8-inch for half the price.
That's twice the inches for
if
the
you
same
got a
price.
Punch card, he'll punch your
well,
punch card, too.
Are these fucking 4-inch sandwiches? No way.
Maybe.
Get out of here.
Maybe they're squares. I don't know.
What kind of sandwich? Do they have pictures?
You could probably look them up on Yelp.
They don't have a Yelp.
They should.
They some We're doing some
live.
Here.
Oh yeah.
Live research.
Oh, it is a square.
What? Bullshit.
It is a square sandwich.
So they're using like a ciabatta roll or something?
No. They're using Wonder Kids bread.
Oh no, don't say that.
Wonder Kids.
Yeah, they're saying Wunderkind bread.
Wunderkind.
Doesn't that just look like regular ass bread?
It actually kind of looks like some sort of vegan or...
No, it looks like
rye.
Like a rye.
It does look like rye.
Like Jewish
right.
rye.
So sliced bread for the radio?
Jewish rye. Is that different from Gentile rye?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little ryer.
Ryer's Club?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you hate this, right? Is that? I mean, let's get to the point. You hate this.
There's multiple reasons why I hate it, but yes, I hate it.
Now,
what's reason one?
What's reason one?
The meat counterparts use names.
You can't call it bacon if it ain't bacon.
Yeah, I only see one on there.
Let's talk about wings. Wings with a Z.
With a Y.
You know which one I really like?
Tell us about it.
The one where they spell chicken like C-H-I-K-N.
Yeah.
Or I-N. Yeah, yeah. I think I've had that before.
Or wings with a Z.
Oh, you're just saying, who is this? Where is this?
In a supermarket.
Oh, yeah, I like see.
They sell it in the frozen section.
But yep. I'm a dumbass, so you have to spell it out for me. I would buy that thinking it's real chicken. So I'm kind of I'm pissed because I'm dumb. So I agree with you, Arthur, that there needs to be a big indication that this is not meat. Otherwise, I will be suckered into spending $15.
Yeah, you're using the marketing words like ham.
Yeah, you know what? It might be illegal. We might have a class action on our hands, dude.
Can you find any sightings in that menu?
What do you mean?
Sightings with a C-I-T.
What?
That would be like a meat name, but for a vegan counterpart. Ham was one that I saw, and I was like, no.
Oh, one says bacon brie me.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw. It says bacon brie me. But
it says
in the little
stuff,
it says pigless bacon.
Pigless bacon.
Pigless bacon?
How can you call it that? I mean, I guess it makes sense. Because
don't
it does,
call it bacon!
It does taste like bacon a little bit.
That was my anger, guys.
Yeah, we heard. Let's see.
And then the second thing was the price point.
Yeah.
It's
$14.
Mom and pop, you know, I get it. It's an independent business, but... You can't be ripping people off with non-meat foods.
You're right. Have you tried much vegan food, Arthur?
Define vegan. It's like, if I eat something that doesn't have meat in it, it's vegan, right?
No animal products.
Right. Like, if I eat a salad that has like croutons on it and some tomatoes with some dressing.
No cheese.
No cheese.
No dressing with animal
products.
Well,
you gotta also think about it this way. Think about it coming from a meat eater's perspective, you know? And you're making salads that... What if you said, like, this is, like, you call it lettuce, right? But it's just, like, human flesh.
Right?
You can't call it lettuce when it's just pork rinds.
Uh-huh.
Long pork rinds.
Like if we shaved skin off someone and deep fried it.
Meaty lettuce.
I can't.
Yeah.
I know there's a logical fallacy in what you just said, but I can't pinpoint it. Can you help me?
The meat lettuce?
No, the phallus.
Yeah, you're... But anyways, my point was that I've had most vegan food that I've had has been good. I hate to be a contrarian right now.
I didn't say
it
was bad.
I hate to be a contrarian.
I didn't say the quality of the food was bad.
Okay.
I'm saying like stealing the marketing ideas and ripping people off with their menu prices.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my protest right there.
He says don't call it bacon if it ain't bacon.
That's how you don't get 5 stars.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Art the Arbiter.
He already went in and gave him a 1 star.
Jesus.
I give him a 2 for trying.
He got @Yelp/@Arbiter because he's one of those...
I'm not alone.
...tastemakers.
So we were just talking about wings with a Z.
So the vegan place gets 1 star. This place, easily 5 star, ?
Arby's?
No, not to me.
It's named after
Arby's?
It's named after you.
Roast
Art the
beef?
Arbiter.
Arthur the Arby.
So you got something to say about Arby's wings.
I don't have anything to say about it.
Honestly,
Brian had to tell us more about it. They don't have something to say about it.
I mean, I said what I said in the DMs, dude, which is that I was watching television, probably the World Series, and there was an Arby's wings commercial. I just texted y'all and said, you probably already know this, but Arby's is in the wings game.
Tell us about this wings game.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't.
You
I'm
saw
not,
the commercial. What did it tell you?
It just said we have the meats.
That's their main slogan.
Yeah. So now they have they've the added meats. A meat.
Did they show
did
any
they
of the wings?
Vegan meats?
It looked good. They were like, you know, shiny or whatever they're supposed to be.
Is this
glistening?
I want the shiny wings, please.
The
not
Korean
the dull
ones.
Wings.
Not Wait, the matte wings.
So they're getting into...
I saw them on the commercial.
They're getting into the wing game while wing places are getting into the thigh game.
That's, yeah, what's going on? That's I thought about that. I was like,
yeah.
Wait, is the wing shortage over?
Is Arby shorting the market?
And damn, you know, dude, the thigh game's been getting into the chicken sandwich game.
What?
Yeah.
Which is usually made of breast meat.
Yeah.
So breast they're working meat. That chicken.
So you're talking about the bigger short, dude. The bigger
right.
big short.
Right. The biggest short.
Damn.
This is Big Arby. How much money do you think Arby's has? What's their market value?
Mr. Arby?
Are they 100
million. 100
million? I feel they're part of like this conglomerate
the bees,
of fast food
dude.
Places.
I think they're in
no,
the B.
I think they're like Taco Bell and KFC, but they've joined forces with someone else.
Type Arby.
They're conglomerate.
Market cap.
Market cap. No cap? What does it say?
And is it an R billion dollars?
R billion. Price per share, $1.33.
That's not good.
That's right? Pretty high.
Is it?
Yeah. Arby's independently traded?
Yeah. Arby's is listed.
Can you just invest in Arby's? Much? But I do like to have a pickle on a Cuban sandwich.
It's like...
What is on a Cuban China. Sandwich? I've had one, but it's I don't remember.
Usually has ham, pork.
Yeah, it's like shredded, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's ham yeah. and shredded pork?
Yeah. On like toasted bread.
And some like...
Mm-hmm. Panini bread?
Swiss? No.
There's cheese on it for sure.
I don't know. It's a good question. I should look it up.
And also, Cuban sandwiches weren't like a real Cuban meal, right? It was like something they made for Americans and they would sell it.
I'll Have believe
you heard
that.
This?
Arby?
No, the history of the Cuban.
Have you heard that it's like wasn't a real Cuban, it wasn't a Cuban dish. It was something that Cuban chefs would make for Americans.
That makes sense. Like Chinese food.
That's right. Like nachos.
Nachos too? Damn. What about Mexican pizza?
Fortune cookies.
Yeah, no, I don't think Mexican pizza is a native invention.
Okay, so it says ham, roasted pork, Swiss cheese, pickles, mustard, and sometimes salami on Cuban bread.
I like the salami part.
On Cuban bread. Yeah, it's usually a panini, right?
Yeah, yeah.
By Lil Nas X.
Is I that like your it. Jam?
Pretty good. I like them.
Lil Nas X?
My brother was, we were watching TV.
Oh, no,
I'm
talking about Cuban sandwiches.
What was your brother watching?
It was funny. I haven't seen anything like this in a while, but like there's a commercial with Lil Nas X and Elton John out right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it came on and my brother was
oh,
like,
no.
I'm sick of this shit. It's like, why,
I'm
dude?
So sick of this shit.
I just wanted to hear him say it. So
yeah,
like, why,
dude?
Why? What's wrong with it, dude? They're two musical artists. One's,
Monkeys
you know, an
bottle,
African-American.
Yeah.
One's
like,
a white.
It's like Ebony and Ivory.
And so what's your problem? And he's like, just shoving it down our throats. Like, what the fuck, dude?
What is it that they're shoving down the throat? Is it a big meaty cock?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I would be averse to a cock getting shut down my throat, but
it's a big vegan cock.
It's more wow. They're not shoving the cocks down the throat. They're shoving their lifestyle down our throat.
Their awesome ass lifestyle. You see how wild they dress and how much money they have.
I know, dude. Little
disposable income.
Sucking the devil's dick on national television.
Whoa. No, there's no dick sucking. Just lap dancing.
Oh,
are dildos the vegan penises?
Wow, vegan penises. Yeah,
you tell me.
Vegan penis.
Yeah,
sounds like a cool band name.
Vegan penis.
Yeah,
it does sound like a lesbian coffee shop band.
The Clam Jam.
Yeah, it is definitely a Clam Jam band. What about? I mean, like the semen part.
What?
You just load it up.
Yeah, you know the porn.
That shit's so funny, man.
There has been advancements in dildo design.
The ones where they just have an obscene amount getting dumped in a chick.
Yeah. Dude. I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast, but I love porn where a woman has a strap on and she jerks the dick off until fake comes out of it. Like a lot of it. Like, that's my favorite porn besides sucking on titty milk.
Yeah, titty milk is
You know. Whatever it is, I like stuff to come out in a weird way. I like white stuff to come out, but cum coming out of a penis, a real penis,
ew,
is at the bottom of the list.
It's so still on the list.
If it's a fake penis or if it's a tit with titty milk.
What about splorching?
What's that? Oh, yeah, you show me that.
Are you going to give us a top five, Brian?
Of white Brian's stuff coming porn, yeah, out of the bot, yeah, of
Brian's top five white stuff
coming out.
White humanoid liquids. Human-esque.
Splorching.
Splorching.
No, number five, semen.
Oh, yeah, squirt is another thing I like coming out.
Alkaline solution.
High alkaline solutions.
Splorching doesn't have liquids, though.
Got eggs.
Yeah, but that's not liquid, dude.
You don't like ovipositation?
Just eggs.
Ovipositors?
Is splorching, if you put ping pong balls into a vagina and popped them out, is that considered...
Is that an onomatopoeia?
No, I don't think that's splorching. I think splorching is the...
ping pong popped out the pussy.
Popping ping pong balls.
Popped out the pussy.
Can't do pussy it. Popping ping pong ball.
I was trying to do a Bill Cosby
impression.
That pussy
was popping a ping pong ball, so I drug the shit out of it.
But is that the splorching universe, you think?
I don't think it is. I think it's ovipositation is like...
What butterflies do?
Right.
Damn. And seahorses. Wow.
Inserting eggs.
Yeah, I think I'd like that. Is splorching, does that even involve
insertion?
The body? Insertion?
Yeah.
Oh, you insert.
You load
through
some eggs in there.
Into what?
The into thing? Like a the splorch, the alien cock.
The Chinese finger trap?
No.
Thing? But it's like big. You put balls in it?
Yeah.
It's a sleeve. You put it in the sleeve.
A sleeve.
And then you squeeze it into your vagina?
Right.
Like toothpaste?
And sometimes they make it out of Jell-O, so they just leave it in there and it like...
Oh, it dissolves?
Their body eats it.
God, you gotta feed it, dude. Sometimes you gotta feed... You gotta
that
feed
pussy
your
is hungry. Throw some Jell-O eggs in there.
What's damn, number dude three?
Oh, wait, what was the other ones? What
were we gotta go through two whole ones again?
Penis, splorching.
Semen was five.
Yeah, oh, squirt.
Alkaline solution was four.
Squirting is... Wait. What did
squirting's
I say?
Four.
Oh, no. Okay. No. Squirting is... Okay, let me go from favorite to not favorite. Favorite is fake dick with fake cum coming out of it.
Second, so fake cum's number one?
Fake cum's number one. If a woman is jerking the fake dick off.
All right. Right. If it's a dude jerking a fake dick off, that's weird, man.
All right. So number two is squirting.
Titty milk.
Squirting.
Squirting above titty milk.
And titty milk is next.
Wow.
Then it's splorching.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Ovipositories.
And then real cum coming out of a penis.
At the very bottom.
So that's my top
regular
five,
old
baby
cream pies.
Top five white stuff coming out of the body or a fake dick.
Where did vomitus place?
What? Yeah.
Where I don't, did vomitus
nothing,
place?
No, dude. No
not
honorable. Not even honorable mention, dude. Get that out of here.
I'm glad puss isn't on here.
Oh, fuck. See, no, dude.
How about a pussy pussy?
Pussy bussy, dude?
How do you say? How do you spell pussy?
P-U-S-S-Y.
Right?
That's what you told me.
Yeah, that's how I
spell
it.
Oh, yeah, we looked it up.
It's like God's
God,
vagina.
Puss. Yeah, puss and puss are spelled the same. Look, hey, the second definition is a playful or coquettish, right?
Yeah.
Coquettish girl or young woman. You are an impudent puss, Miss Alice.
Miss Alice.
Miss
you
Alice.
Impudent puss.
Impudent?
Impudent puss.
Impudent?
Impudent.
Anyways.
All right, Burrito, you got something for us?
Happy birthday, Godzilla!
Scream!
Did he turn 69?
He did not. He turned 67.
Did I steal that from
69
you?
69 minus 2. No, that's cool, man. I don't know why we're celebrating every birthday, but...
Because you have to. He's, you know...
He's our Lord and Savior, that's why.
Godzilla's basically the Burrito's, like, granddad.
It's like, I love you, Burrito.
Yeah,
that's Godzilla's voice.
Oh, Burrito! I am a dinosaur, and you are my human grandson.
It was Godzilla Collect Day yesterday, me. So everyone was, you know, dropping merch and
dropping,
having fun.
Did you drop merch?
You dropped bombs.
Yonking. I did not.
When's the Slam City X Godzilla coming out? When's that dropping? 2 years? 69th birthday?
The Godzilla convention is coming to Slam City?
Yeah. When are we hosting it?
I do not know. I guess it's
you're
be
on the planning committee.
Oh.
You are the planning committee.
The itty bitty titty committee.
Yeah. Plus Godzilla. Itty bitty titty plus Godzilla. Yeah, you guys are the itty bitty titty committee.
You and Grandpop. Hey, isn't there a connection between Godzilla and the atomic bombs?
Oh.
Am I making that up? Is there some kind of connection between the creation of Godzilla and the dropping of the bombs?
Yes.
There is?
Yeah. Yeah, but not...
It's like a metaphor or something?
Not the ones on the mainland. I believe it had something to do with the bomb testing in Bikini Atoll.
And they were like, I am become death.
Destroyer of worlds.
I am become death.
That was... Who's Oppenheimer?
I
am
become
death.
I
am
become
death.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you listeners at home can tell, but that's a clunky ass way to say it.
I think he's saying it weird for poignancy.
Yeah. No shit, dude. Are you trying to sound like a fucking vampire? What are you doing? You fucking Dracula, you fucking creepy bitch, you invented the fucking atomic bomb, now you can't speak straight, you fucking idiot.
I'm pretty sure that's how he spoke the entire time.
Come on, dude,
it just nobody was listening.
He's got a fucking speech impediment idiot.
The moment he said I am become death, and then everyone was like, wait, what the fuck, we let this guy work on the atomic bomb? Jesus
we
Christ,
let the fucking crypt keeper in here, dude, come on, get
Tales
out of here
from the crypt.
The other big story for Godzilla birthday news was Hedera turned 50.
Heterosexual.
Yeah, there it is. Hey. Burrito, would you call yourself a heterosexual?
I'd I'd have sex with Hedera, sure.
Is like, she hot? Is it a girl?
God's vagina.
It's a little slimy.
I mean, I think we're all trying to get a little slimy.
What is Hedera? What is it?
Hedera.
Oh, E-A-E-R-A?
H-E-D-O-R-A-H.
What is it?
Hedora the Explorer.
Oh, it's, what are they called again? The creatures that aren't Godzilla?
Kaiju. Oh,
Kaiju.
Well, they're all Kaiju. Godzilla's also Kaiju.
Godzilla included.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, this is weird. Yeah, I wouldn't fuck this.
It's got so many openings.
Burrito would.
He already said he would.
Oh yeah, this is kind of like a squid type situation.
Maybe it fucks you,
dude. Yeah,
Hedera did fuck a lot of things up.
Shit.
Rule 34.
He has no regret.
Have you seen Hedera Rule 34?
We're looking at some right now.
Well, so does it have like little rat tails that come out of its hands?
Pores.
It looks weird.
It's
like brushes.
No, like it's holding tentacles, but instead of holding it, it's just coming out of the palms of its hands.
Like whips. Does he whip things?
No, it's just pollution.
Oh.
So the pollution whips its head back and forth?
It was their environmental story, I guess.
They got real
PSA
on
their ass.
This is a climate change story?
What were you going to say about Hedora before I interrupted you?
Is that like the Toxic Avenger?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Oh, it's the 50th birthday.
Oh, they had a joint birthday party?
So it took them 17 years to come up with Hedera.
Yeah.
I could see that.
There were a lot of movies before then. It was kind of a movie every year.
Were there 17 movies?
There's been a lot more than that.
Why'd you even bring up Hedera?
Beer song.
Because it's 50.
What would you say
50th beer song
you do here? Is this kind of like the Lorax? Is this like the Japan's version of the Lorax?
No, so it's Godzilla versus Hedera in Japan. In the U.S., it was released as Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. And so on Godzilla Day, they take whatever monster was released, you know, that year, you know, for nice. You guys don't give a shit.
I'm listening.
we needed to hear it from your heart.
It was the big 5-0, so it was a nice little celebration.
So when Godzilla turned 50, they introduced a new kaiju name.
No, 17.
Turned 17.
Yeah. The age of consent.
Right.
So every year,
not Japan,
for how many years, they introduced a new kaiju?
It's every year. How many kaiju are there?
And is it a plural word?
There's a lot.
More than 100?
No.
Is there 67? Are there 67?
There'll be 50 at this point.
I'd have to write them all down.
I don't think you need to do that.
Now, if we could just pause for a moment while Burrito writes down every kaiju.
Great Burrito!
Okay.
Speaking of Oppenheimer.
Oh, you got, is this your thing?
And how he talks funny.
Oh, yeah?
Poetry.
Oh, yeah.
Are we on Brian's couch?
Wow.
It's partially his couch. I think I'm parked on this couch as well.
Not really. It's not personal to me, so I don't think this counts as a Brian's couch. What do you guys think of poetry? Let's start with Burrito, because I think you might like it.
I like poetry.
Name one.
Name Ooh. One poetry.
Like a poem or a poet?
Poem.
Or a poet.
I know poets, but I don't know poems.
Name one poet.
William Wordsworth Smith.
You know which one was kind of cool that I remember reading in class? I think Gemini probably remembers it too.
Uh-huh.
Or no, we didn't read it in that class. I read it when I was in the other school.
Oh, wow.
But I mentioned it. Or maybe not. I don't know. No, we did. We read it in class. It's called Out, Out.
Oh, yeah.
It's in reference to...
it's Robert Frost. I've heard of him.
Out, Out. Did he write that too?
Maybe.
The buzzsaw snarled and rattled in the yard.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Roberto Frost.
Frosto,
thank you.
It's in reference to Out, Out, Brief Candle from Macbeth.
Ah, of yes. course.
I thought you were going to say something that was going to draw me in and start to
we're
like
looking,
it.
Yeah, we're looking brought, for...
Like, I'm looking for a way oh, in, man. And then you try to bring me in with Shakespeare, dude. I know he's like a great or whatever, but...
Shakespeare's got a spliferous letters in
his
name.
The Sidewalk Ends book.
I could get behind the Where the
Shell
Sidewalk
Silverstein?
Ends.
Didn't he get canceled?
Did he? Oh, I think he did touch the mass or something. Look
yeah.
at this guy.
Look at this
dude.
Fucking guy.
All right, everyone, if you're listening right now, look up Shell Silverstein's face.
Looks like a fucking ogre.
And tell me.
Oh my God. You would let him touch your ass.
Just, oh.
Hey, so I write poetry.
For kids.
I write poetry.
I write dark, twisted poetry for kids.
Hey, children, do you care to be entertained?
I write existential poetry.
Because that's what kids do all night. It's like, sit in their bed, awake.
So what are we getting at with poems?
It sucks.
You guys aren't down with poems? I mean, you don't consider songs like poems?
That's
See, I like reading poetry bridge. Out loud. You ever been to, like, Slam City kind of?
Every day! You mean like slam poetry in Slam City?
Are you talking about like poetry
I said slam
jams?
City, but I meant slam poetry. Yeah.
That's what we were talking about that we hate.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate it because it all sounds the same. They like all use the same. They're like the night. I can't do it. So they are good. They are good at what they're doing, but it's like, and I can't
the
do
night.
It. But they're like,
is that KN?
I don't know. First of all, you mentioned songs. I like poetry if you consider songs, the lyrics of songs, poetry, for sure. But it's a lot more fun, I would argue, to listen to a song with words in it than to either read a poem or hear someone on a mic just saying words.
The night.
The night. They have
the
this
night.
Like weird cadence, as
and
they
then
all do.
Isn't that slam poetry, though? Like a genre?
Become death.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like there's an approach to it, right?
Oppenheimer. Like, he was a poet, dude, and I hated that. I hated what he had to say.
I am become death.
He just changes English.
I am become on death's face.
Yeah. Anyways, we just, me and Jim and I were talking about how much
we were
rapping sucks.
About poetry.
So you guys feel about slam poetry the same way I feel about veganism?
Yes.
I feel you guys.
I'd eat vegan stuff before I would listen to slam poetry.
Got a good point there.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's always about some slam poetry.
It's always about periods, isn't it?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, not just like...
I think I might have my favorite.
He's still doing the poem part.
Isn't it
He's
always
almost
about
always.
Sexual assault and periods?
Well, no. I mean, it is about periods, but it's also about periods in time.
About their
like
first
the ones
period?
That are talking about...
Real shit.
Yeah.
The night.
Wait, what were you going to say, Burrito?
Like taking
real.
Down capitalism. You know?
Oh, okay. So real shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what Struggle. I mean by real shit.
I mean, you're not selling it for me.
No,
personally.
he's like, look, listen, here's a poem.
You guys
the
totally,
microphone explodes.
Yeah,
shatters the molds.
You totally stomped all over the
Either
poem
drop,
you found.
Like hits like daylight.
That
oh,
he remembered.
Or get the fuck off the commode.
Oh.
With the sure shot.
Sure
to make
those
the
bodies
drop.
Oh, okay.
Dropping no copy.
You don't call this a co-op.
Terror, yeah. Ranged, drenching, quenching the thirst of the power gone.
That five-sided fistagon.
That rotten sore on Mother Earth
gets
bigger.
The trigger's
cold.
What is this?
Empty your purse. Slam poetry. You're not into it?
They
Rally
around the family.
Around your family.
With a pocket full of shells, I believe.
They rally around your family.
Now, you know what? That's a that,
with
that, this,
a pocket
this proves my point.
Full.
I don't know
of
if you can
shells.
I mean, I guess if we're counting songs and everything.
No, we're not counting
we're
songs.
Not. And this proves my point. If Rage Against the Machine didn't have cool music behind it, it would be annoying fucking bullshit. And so, like, it would be preachy, annoying bullshit.
It
so
still kind of is very, very
it
preachy.
It is, but I can, you can I, get
a, but it's got a beat.
You go boom, boom,
beat. Hey, Burrito, want to interject?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, that's all the time we got.
I really like how the Grinch stole Christmas.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I do, of course.
I do.
But these are things, these
is
are
Is that
outliers.
A poem or a
the
book?
Original.
It's a movie.
The original with Boris Karloff.
No, the original it. With Jim Carrey.
Boris Karloff wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
No, with his, he,
Ted
he
Giesel.
Was the, he was promo- the voice of it.
He was the
but
Grinch.
But he was reading a book, right?
By Shel yes. Silverstein.
No, yes. By Dr. Seuss.
Poetry.
Right. If Dr. Seuss counts, then yeah.
No, Dr. Jesus.
I wouldn't call that poetry. I would call it a story.
Yeah.
It's just written in poetry form.
It's like a limerick.
I do like stories.
Poems
that...
don't have to rhyme, though.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
It's like the difference between a sausage and a hot dog. That's,
I'll say this. I don't like dramatic poetry.
What about like the epic poems?
No.
You know, like
the Iliad and the Odyssey?
Chaucer?
Those are like fucking books.
Yeah.
Shit ain't poetry.
No,
are they
long.
Called poems or are they called? I thought they were called
epic.
Something else.
They're called epics. Fucking volumes.
Epics.
But they
epics.
Are poems and those are too long and I hate those too.
Next.
Next topic.
Frank's playing.
Sorry, Burrito. You're probably right and you're like more evolved, but I just can't get I can't get behind it. It's boring.
So you do like slam poetry, Burrito?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
All right. No
it.
Problem then.
Have you been to a slam poetry reading where somebody reads their own piece?
That's you don't feel like people are nagging at you in rhymes?
How do you think he experienced the pink triangle?
What do you mean?
Could
he
happened.
Went to a lesbian bar.
Oh yeah, that's your problem. Dude. You
went to a clam jam slam poetry. Clam slam.
A
clam jam poetry.
They had some slam poetry.
Would your night have been better if they weren't doing that?
The night.
The night. He missed that whole thing. I asked, would your night have been better if they weren't doing that at all?
No.
I don't think he would have been attracted.
Okay. It was all right.
I think it would be interesting.
The night.
It would make my night more interesting to be,
the night.
To be yelled at.
That was fine.
Drinking beers, grabbing your balls.
Listening to angry women yell at you.
Was it angry women?
They weren't all women.
Okay.
What?
Who are you trying to get?
Dudes,
you. There was like one guy.
One dude.
And he was
trying to pick up women
or not
with poetry. Oh, I see. They were all after Burrito, which
probably.
Is why he was having a great time. He's like, hey, you know, there's a burrito for everybody.
Oh, so you did the anti-capitalism slam poetry?
Oh, is this what it, I'm sorry, dude. Are you a slam poet?
No.
Oh, okay.
It would don't be great lie. If you were.
I don't write any poetry.
It would be great if you were.
It would be.
That would be funny.
You should just go to slam poetry stuff and do Rage Against the Machine songs.
Yeah, as long as you do it in that cadence they do.
They
yeah.
will never know.
You should just no read the lyrics to Millennium Homes.
It's a good fucking song.
Oh. Is what it is. Frank-splaining.
We don't have to talk about Frank-splaining.
No,
Frank-splaining.
Okay. You guys
this
brought
is
it
more
up earlier.
Just like a quick bit that we were going, what we were doing, which is that like how every time you bring up Frankenstein.
To a learned individual.
To a learned man, they're always like, you know, Frankenstein wasn't the name of the monster. The name of the monster was Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein was the scientist.
Well,
actually.
Frankenstein was the monster for putting it together.
Good point. Anyway, so if someone does that to you, they're Frank-splaining.
They're Frank-splaining. Right. Without the beans.
Yeah.
Well, that was Double X Quantimino.
Julio Tejas, Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Top of the hour, student staff lab dances at Kentucky High School lead to disciplinary actions. The bad girls were spanked by the bad boys. Story at 9.
The lab dances occurred during Hazard High School's homecoming festivities.
Just this, some good old boys.
Duke's a Hazard.
The superintendent said what was supposed to be a fun activity got out of hand. So wait, the students giving the staff a lap dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, you want me? Ooh, baby, you want me?
I'll just recuse myself from this one, dude. I don't want to get in any more trouble.
Well, you can have this lap dance here for free.
Yeah, this seems like you're playing. I mean, you're playing with fire, dude. I mean, it's one thing if one of the ugly students come up and give you a lap dance. And
everybody's
it's all
just laughing.
Game. It's funny. A hot girl goes up there, dude.
Can't do it. And this goes to say, yeah,
they were all guys.
Oh, were they guys?
They were all guys dressed up in drag.
See, well,
I feel like that's still kind of fun in games.
I don't know, man. If you have some proclivities,
how did this get out of hand?
I think it got out of hand from the jump.
From the beginning, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whose idea was
this? But, Burrito, you read it. How did it get out of hand, specifically, if you know?
And how long did it last?
I think you were right. It got out of hand from the beginning. They probably should never have done it. There's a video.
Oh, God.
There's probably a video in the
news story
article.
Wait,
yeah,
they're showing
this
in...
Yeah, I think there probably is.
Okay, well...
You know what? If it's just if no one got a hard on, dude, well, I say we just
doubt it.
Yeah, someone had
but
a hard on.
If no one got
one drop,
that's true.
It was
dude.
A superintendent that got the hard on.
Right.
If so
that's why they got angry because they couldn't put it away.
No, you're making me feel all kinds of feelings about myself and stuff.
The thing was that got out of hand was that they posted pictures of it, and then some parents got.
Wait a minute.
So it might have been
bullshit.
Inappropriate, but I don't think anything weird happened, sexual.
I mean, if you have a 17-year-old giving lap dance to a grown-up at school.
Coach McFly?
Okay.
Yeah, Coach Brian, as he likes to let the girls call him.
So it, okay,
oh, yeah.
So
he's a track coach.
There were girls involved also, but they were dressed as Hooters.
It's about time.
They were dressed as what?
They were dressed as Hooters waitresses.
Really?
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay, so this was like planned by the students. I think that's important to know.
I don't think you let the students plan things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if this was the teacher's idea, just right away, that's bad. But the students were just trying to be funny, and they...
Are idiots.
Yeah,
children are idiots.
They are dumb.
That's why you have grown-ups.
Coach Brian.
Yeah.
Would you allow, insert cute girl name here, to give you a lap dance?
Well, what do you mean?
Alicia.
Wait,
yeah.
She's a student?
What are your students? Yeah.
No.
18. 19, she failed.
No, I'm not going
this
to allow
college.
Her to do that. In college?
Hands off.
Yeah. We're
even
scratching
then,
out
dude,
high school.
Community college.
I would want, in community college, I'd
JUCO.
Want it. I'd want it, but I wouldn't do it, dude.
Let's say it was forced upon
you.
You
got tenure.
Tenure, you say?
Tenure,
no,
you
think,
say?
I don't think tenure is ironclad, dude. If you're getting
I don't think tenure applies to junior college.
That's true.
I think the problem is
especially
that
someone Coach
it.
McFly.
Yeah, I probably would have to say no, and that's why I'm not. You know, that's
and she's 22.
I mean, dude,
and she's built like a 19-year-old.
Let's say she, that you didn't have the opportunity to say no.
What? Then I guess
it
happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Anyway,
he got assaulted.
It's after the fact and it
oh,
made the news.
That's actually brilliant, dude. I let it happen for a little while, enjoy it, and then I report her for assaulting me. Just get ahead
bullshit.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get ahead of these things, fellas.
Nip it in the bud, as they say. And they would correct you. These Frank Splanners would say, it's nip it in the bud.
Damn, dude. You got me, too, on that
what
one.
Is this amateur
not
hour?
But.
Kuala Lumpur. Lumpur? How do you say that?
Kuala Lumpur.
Lumpur.
Speaking of teachers doing
teacher
cool
type
stuff,
things.
Yeah. Taiwanese teacher uses an adult video platform. Sorry. Uses the adult video
thank
platform
you.
Pornhub.
Thank you.
To teach mathematics.
Put some
someone
respect on that name.
Someone didn't write this fucking headline correct. Video platform Pornhub is normally associated with adult entertainment, but
never
a Taiwanese
heard of it.
Teacher. Decided
yeah,
to go against
tell.
The flow and use the platform to offer mathematics lessons instead.
Well, it's like
and
that
they
one
let
dude.
Them stay, and people are actually like commenting and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Why
it's
not?
Like that one guy who just like he dresses up nice and then he just like talks to porn stars, like they just hang out.
No,
yeah.
He actually just
no,
puts
I know
his lectures.
But that's what this guy does. He doesn't do any porn. And he's like just super
hangs out and has conversations.
Just math.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess, what do we think?
The benefit is that recess is one click away.
I think, you know, that's he's true. Smart to good do point, it because dude. If you just throw this on YouTube, it'll get lost. Nobody will ever see it.
Right.
But if you throw this on here, people who are looking for porn is like, what the fuck is this shit? And they'll watch it. And then they're like, oh, well, this is just math. There was no boning or nothing.
It wasn't like those weather reports.
Oh.
Yeah, those news reports. Damn, that poor lady's just trying to tell you the news.
Yeah. She
didn't two or three Japanese men come in, just come all over her face.
It's raining.
That really exists?
Yeah.
Tell you us about it.
That's no. one of the first porns I ever saw, is something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it was.
Wow. To me, that's very
niche,
avant-garde.
Yeah, I don't know how it... I think someone maybe just showed it to me. It was just one of those things.
So you thought you were watching the news.
But really...
You got jebaited, and you learned some things.
Jebaited. Speaking of...
Jebaiting.
Getting jebaited with your Amazon packages.
Yeah. So there was a video, a viral TikTok video.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, starts off on an Amazon truck, and then the back door opens, a lady in a nice black dress pops out.
Oh, shit.
And people were commenting, and they were like, oh, this is what my packages were late.
He's definitely delivering packages.
You are a silly pirate.
Delivering
dick-type packages.
Whole lot of packages.
Maybe she was helping them sort the boxes.
With her mouth. Maybe.
She's also wearing like a really, I don't want to S-shame her, but she's
it's a
wearing
one piece.
She's wearing a really provocative dress and some heels, maybe?
I think she's a prostitute.
Yeah, she looks like a whore.
So you're telling me there might be a like, cream pie somewhere?
She might just
inside
be
of her vagina,
like
probably.
Dude's girlfriend, I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be, but she's dressed like a...
Yeah, whores have boyfriends.
Many.
So... Either way, there's a cream pie somewhere.
Yeah, there was a cream pie.
Where is it, burrito?
The body can,
eats the cum.
It eats the cum.
Maybe
dude.
It's on someone's doorstep.
They're very hungry.
Someone's package.
Can you imagine? You get your fucking Amazon delivered and
it's got
cum on it.
Fuck, dude. What were
it's
you
got
saying?
A sweaty ass print.
Snail trail and cum?
Yeah.
Snail trail.
It's just a box anyways.
I wouldn't even consider that it would be cum or a snail trail.
Yeah, but...
And I would just wipe it off. I'd say, ew, what was that?
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't even wipe it off.
Come on,
you wouldn't leave it on?
I would just open the box and get the shit out and then recycle the box. I don't give a shit about that box.
Even if it got all the cum on it, he don't give a shit about that box.
But no one would know it's cum.
Like someone dipped it in icing or something?
That's what I would think before I thought cum.
Like it has a splatter pattern. You don't have to hire Jay Roper to let you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Good for this guy. I hope he doesn't
get in
trouble.
It was a crime of passion.
So the cream pie was not in her butt.
It could have been.
Some of it leaked out. It always leaks out.
Maybe we'll get an update on where the cum went.
I would enjoy a follow-up story.
Yeah, let's at Amazon. Where'd the cum go, though?
Where'd the cum go?
Where'd the cum go, though?
If I had to guess, it was in a McDonald's napkin that's now on the floor.
Yeah, he just emptied it out into the French fries.
No,
she's a spitter.
I feel like maybe this was put on by Amazon.
Oh, we need more drivers.
Yeah, to make a delivery driving look more palatable.
It's the bang bus out here, guys. Why don't you work for Amazon?
Speaking of...
The porn site Bang Bros just bid $10 million for Miami's NBA stadium to become the Bang Bros Center. They wanted name and rights in Miami. Why not?
Yeah, Miami, they might do it.
The home of the Miami Heat is looking for a new sponsor after American Airlines announced it was not planning to renew its contract.
Yeah, you know, it's what's sad is they're not going to go with them, even if they're the highest bidder, I think.
Yeah, I think Bang Bros needs to put more money behind this because they're never going to go with them, right?
Yeah.
So it's only good publicity. Oh, they have over $50 million.
They upped their bid.
Wow.
Yeah,
to
Bang Bros.
$50 million?
That'd be awesome to just like take your family to the Bang Bros Center for some
hot dogs.
Some hot dogs.
Some overpriced beer.
Yeah.
So dude. I'm asking for the fans, what's Bang Bros?
You know, it's where they pick up a lady who's in distress and needs a ride home or something.
Is Bang Bros the parent company of Bang Bus?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's Bang Bus, Gen Z asks?
You know how you get Ubers all the time? Mm-hmm. Imagine that Uber driver fucked you and then offered you money, but then didn't pay you and left you on the side of the road after it finished fucking you.
So sounds like fake cool. taxi?
Fake taxi's real.
Oh, I have seen fake. Wait, is that another one?
Yeah, it's British.
I don't think it's Bang Bros, though.
No.
Okay.
It's British, though.
Anyway, so does that sound like a good time, Gen Z?
Yeah, Gen Z. Remember the last time you got an Uber and they didn't drop you off where you wanted? But then also fucked you and left you?
Yeah, so that's Bang Brothers or Bang Bus.
It's all a shtick, though. I'm sure they pay the ladies.
Of course they do. If they don't, that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah, you shouldn't be making millions of dollars off that.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like you can.
You could.
I'm sure this
but
is.
You shouldn't.
Well, they had that whole girls do porn thing. You remember that?
What?
Where, like, all these bitches did porn, and they were like, the people who were recording is like, oh, this is for a private collection. But it was like this whole, like, they released them all.
But these all signed releases, and if they didn't,
they
they're in trouble.
Them too. They signed these too, but they told them it was for like a private collection, so they got in trouble.
Oh, you can't say something that's different than what's on the contract?
I assume you can't. It seems like you shouldn't be able to.
It's unethical.
And illegal.
Apparently.
You know what else is unethical?
Ontario man says he found rocks in President's Choice frozen berries. Yo.
And he what did frozen berries do?
And he was offered $300 in points if he kept quiet.
Bullshit! That's a low
in
number.
Points?
Yeah, not even dollars, American.
Jesus.
He gave him
store credit.
They gave him berry bucks, dude.
Berry bucks?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, is this thing called... No, it's President's Choice.
Is it $300 US or $300 Canadian?
Canadian.
Big difference there.
Canadian.
It's not that big a
not
difference.
Not too
like
big, but big enough. Where I feel like I'm not spending $300.
President's Choice.
I think that's the name brand. Of
like a supermarket
berries.
Brand?
He's got a bag of rocks.
I'm also like, why would you cause a big stink about this?
Probably because they offered you $300 in credit.
Imagine finding rocks in your frozen berries.
I just want my
I
just want
it.
Frozen
I just
berries.
Throw it away.
No, I would want my frozen berries.
Excuse me. These rocks are not frozen.
I'd be happy with the 300 berry bucks.
And you'd still throw it away?
Yeah, throw it away. I'd eat the rest of the berries. I'd be careful.
You dig around the rocks.
How many rocks was it?
A whole bag.
Separate your berries from rocks like you separate the rocks from the beans.
What?
Yeah.
What's the rocks and beans?
Like when you buy shitty beans, there's rocks in them.
Really? Okay.
Little pebbles.
Well, you don't get shit for that.
You never had to do that?
You've never had to separate your beans from your rocks?
I've never bought dried beans.
This is his privilege. Yeah.
Brian lived an affluent life.
He's never had to separate beans from rocks.
Is this a common thing?
Never been sat down.
Everybody
kind of
knows about it.
At like a family gathering and your grandma comes over with a bag of beans and says, here.
Here.
Is this true?
She just says here.
Useful.
Yeah. Is this true?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. This
you separate
is my
the frijoles.
Wait, did
from
you do
beans.
This too?
No, we don't eat frijoles, but I understand the process.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you get to play...
Tiddlywinks.
You play Loteria with the beans also.
Loteria.
That's why they call them bean counters.
That's the slur. That's what I call them. Bean counters.
Look at these bean counters over here. Just...
Punk, bitch!
Wow.
Count
what do you
beans?
Know, dude?
That's what we do.
Mom banned as Orange County Elementary School volunteer after anonymous letter from a fucking narc.
Fucking narc.
Reveals OnlyFans page.
Bullshit. Okay, what's the crime here? Being fucking sexy?
Tell us about it, Brian.
Here's the thing, dude. Normally, as you know, I don't like to stick up for thoughts online, okay?
Yeah.
I want to tax them.
Yeah, they should be taxed.
They should be taxed, for sure.
So should billionaires.
What this is ugly moms, dude. Jealous ugly moms find out that the hot mom has
happened?
What is it?
One of the dads.
Oh, is that really
what happened? He's an OnlyFan.
You just
and his ugly ass, boring ass wife is like, is that Melinda? Well, guess what? She's off of volunteer duty.
Oh, you're
and then the husband's like, you know what? I'm just going to go commit suicide.
Because
what?
Yeah.
Because he's married to a fucking bitch.
And what's What's crazy is that he already knew that that this woman was hotter than his wife.
Now he definitely knows.
And now he's
and she does stuff.
He's reminded that hooker. You know what, this hottie wouldn't nag him about it.
Yeah.
She'd be open.
She'd be like, "Hey, why don't we invite her over for dinner?"
Fucking.
You're an asshole.
Right.
But yeah, so
is this what you like? Yeah.
Oh, you like women that aren't fat? You like women that have good titties? You like women who aren't ugly pieces of shit nagging
fucks? Take care of their body?
Sorry.
On the next
pleasures a man? You like women who pleasure men?
You like women who don't call the school and to rat?
Fucking anonymous letter like a goddamn pussy.
You're a rat!
Seriously, like, okay. If you genuinely have a problem with this, take it up and, you know.
No.
Face to face.
Face to face.
What problem is, what business is it of the school?
Morality. She's a volunteer there.
Yeah, they don't have to, like.
So?
She's exposed around other people's children.
Yeah.
So?
Some people don't want their children exposed to those type of people.
If she's going out there giving out free subscriptions to her OnlyFans to 10-year-olds, yeah. Maybe
Mom of the Year award.
Thank you.
What were you saying?
After you congratulate her and award her for her service, then you
like these kids. These kids.
It's the fact that she was found out, which is funny.
Yeah. Well, of course she's gonna get found out.
Maybe they were social networking and stuff. And
no, it's for sure what happened. Like a dude.
Yeah, that is. You're right.
Somebody's like a dude in the PTA is like, "Oh, I found her shit."
Oh shit! I subscribed.
Oops.
No, you know all the bros, dude. All of them
knew.
All the bros
and
were
you know
in the
what?
Chat.
You know
said,
who told them?
Who?
Her husband.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, he's like,
"Hey, you see my wife's
pimping
pics?"
Her out, dude.
Yeah, for sure he is.
Yeah.
Because you know why? He's a cuckold.
No, he's a swinger.
Oh, he's not trying to have sex with these ugly women who are reporting his wife.
But he's probably not a cuck. He probably just doesn't mind if he makes some bucks off of his wife's tasty ass.
Yeah.
So that's a true Brian?
But I guess that's technically kind of a cuckold move.
It's a cuck move.
But anyways, I did look at her picture, and I guess the main point is she is a little too old for me. She's 30.
Whoa, she's outside the window. Yeah,
that's painful, Brian.
I know. She was a
not
freshman.
Not even an
look,
exception.
She was a freshman when I was a senior, dude. She's way out. You know, she's
whenever she gets to her second life,
call me
immediately.
Did you look at her?
Yes.
Did you look at her? Did you look upon her?
Oh, should you look upon her?
Look upon her.
Elon Musk wants to start a university with very immature name.
What name is that?
Who the fuck is like, who
what
the
is it?
Did I put that headline? Because that headline sucks.
It does.
Elon Musk caused a stir earlier this month when he announced that he was moving Tesla's headquarters from Palo Alto to Austin, Texas. And now he wants to set up a university called Texas Institute of Technology and Science.
That's cool, dude.
It's basically kids are saying this school will be tits.
It's basically naming his university after like what you can spell on a calculator. It's like it's the equivalent of boobs.
If he had put like a you know the 58,008 club.
5808.
Yeah, 58,008 College of
that'd
Sciences.
Be cool. That'd be cool. Hell yeah. And it would be kind of, it would be in line with his mathematics.
I guess it's like on 58,008 Research Boulevard.
Ooh, now we're talking, dude. Welcome, Elon. You're the man. You are our king. And
pay your taxes.
Pay your state income taxes.
You don't get any state income taxes.
I know.
That's why he moved here.
But pay the federal taxes, and you're still good in my book, my man. Blaze 420.
Japan startup targets supercars with supercar users with $700,000 hover bike.
On my hoverboard.
I don't. Okay, hunt it.
Are we in the Jetsons yet?
No, I mean, nobody's actually going to be fucking riding this shit around. Did you see the shit? Anybody see the shit?
No.
I saw it.
What do you think about it?
It's a very sci-fi movie.
But it's not practical.
Oh, that is fun, dude.
You have to have, like, because all that air that it's moving, it's kicking rocks.
Oh, it's definitely a track kind of show vehicle.
Yeah, and you're just going to go to the track to ride your hovercraft?
So if you're anywhere near this, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
for the,
even
if
on
you're
top
standing right here.
That's how those rocks got in that, those
and the beans.
The berries.
Frozen berries.
And the beans. The beans and the berries.
Yeah.
Stop flying your hoverboard when I'm loading the bags of berries.
Frozen.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's fun. If they could figure out a way that it doesn't blow large quantities of air everywhere, that'd be good.
Your air is everywhere.
How do I phrase the problem with your invention? Jim and I kick it.
Screaming infidelities.
That's what I do in the meeting.
Yeah. Texas woman points a gun at 7-year-old for trick-or-treating outside her home.
What's the problem?
Yeah, castle law.
Yeah, dude.
Castle lawn.
Look at the statute.
Yeah, read this. You ever read a statute? Says I could shoot your ass.
But do some perspectives here. Put on her shoes. That 7-year-old is probably being a bitch.
Yes, thank
you. This 7-year-old took 2 pieces of candy.
Oh!
Did you guys hand out candy?
No.
We did. Yeah, I did with my family.
Burrito?
I did not this year.
Yeah, we did. And we were hanging out because that's the thing you do now is you set up a table outside. Yeah.
Right.
So that, you know, people don't come up to your door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice that the kids don't go up to other people's doors who aren't outside anymore either.
That's why no one came up.
Yeah. It's like a thing now because I guess because of COVID, but that's the protocol. You set up your shit out there. Yeah. And it's nice, you know, doing the neighborhood thing or whatever. But then like these kids in my neighborhood, they're insane.
Savages.
No.
What do
they do? they're way too nice.
Yeah.
They'll take one little Tootsie Roll and then go. It's like, oh my God.
Weren't you talking about this last week? It was like you were saying that.
You have to force the candy on them.
Yeah, because we
did you guys have a lot of leftover candy?
Yeah,
we did.
We left the bucket out. No. And there were no like little shits that came and stole all of it.
Dabbed the whole bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when we were out there running candy, mm-hmm. If there was a loose bucket,
bubblegum and taffy,
you better guess. You know, the next people after you, they're not gonna have shit.
Yeah,
every single house that had a fucking bowl of candy out there got
shit. Dude. You best bet. I can't figure out why she pulled a gun on her.
Cause she wanted to, and it's Texas. That's all.
Oh, The child was walking in front of her property. So, not a good reason. I'm still on her side.
Several children were probably walking in front of her property, if I'm going to be honest.
Several. Yeah, but this one was being a little bitch about it.
He was meandering a little too long. He was lingering.
Oh, it was a guy? It was a kid? Boy?
It was a 7-year-old child.
Yeah, but I was imagining a girl.
Oh.
Because it was funnier.
Yeah, because it walked slow.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese wilderness trail guide. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at building a shelter with blanket and sofa cushions. So gather around the campfire and let's toast these headlines on a stick.
This is
Burrito's Nippon News. The segment within a segment.
Sorry, I was trying to say it in unison and it didn't work.
It's fine.
Okay. Burrito.
Stick it up your... You just were trying to say, stick it up your ass.
That's his catchphrase. Stick it up your ass.
Mom.
Oh, mom.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's nice and cool outside, so I was thinking about camping, campfires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Glamping. Glamping. You ever been glamping?
Glampfires.
I've been glamping.
I've never been glamping. It seems like renting a hotel.
Yeah. Or like a yurt.
Cabin.
A yurt, he says.
Yurt.
With running yurt. Water.
With like a real fucking bed inside.
It's fancier than yours.
Fancy yurt? Wow.
Well, while you're renting that yurt, you can class it up with these Japanese sake patches.
Pouches.
Designed for the outdoors. So is this
company Capri Sun?
It's like a Capri Sun, you're right.
Well, kind of. But these are kind of cool.
How cool are they?
I've never seen this before. I mean, I've bought shots in little pouches before, like single serve shots in pouches. But these pouches, like you can heat them up so you can get your hot sake, right?
Why would you want to
wait? Do you just throw it in the fire?
No, you got to put it in something.
Bullshit.
I mean, the bag is designed for either you.
All bags can be heated up.
Well, yeah, but this one won't melt.
Look, I just said all bags.
Depends on how much heat you use.
Yeah, if you're careful.
But they also sell a little purpose-built little can with a stick so you can hold it over your campfire.
Oh, wow.
And heat it up. Yeah.
Roast it.
Or, you know, you can put it in some cold water and have your cold sake. They've got quite a few different types. I thought it was a cool idea. And they're only like,
$5?
$3.
Yeah, $3 to $6. Yeah.
$6 to $9.
Thank you.
Mm, yeah.
Has I wine come in pouches already?
They should charge $5
yeah,
for it.
I'm sure there's wine. I mean,
I've heard
wine
of
in a
purse
can.
Wine.
Wine in a can. Wine in a box.
Bag? No,
wine,
Franzia.
Yeah, Brian's Tinder date. Yeah.
Franzia was the very first. Franzia invented this shit. They just scaled it down.
Yeah.
What about Pruno?
These are single serves.
Pruno. How about some Pruno?
I think that's the opposite
prison wine.
Of this.
Do you have to slap this sake bag?
What do you mean?
You're supposed to slap the wine bag. That's what white girls do.
Why?
You know, one time...
I'm not a white girl. I can't tell you. I can't speak their truth.
One time I was floating the river. There was a wine bag that was floating by us.
Oh, no.
And one of my friends scooped it up and was like, hey, I guess we got a bag of wine now.
That's how you get COVID.
Did y'all drink it?
Yeah.
Why not, dude?
Why the fuck not? It's a sealed container.
This was before COVID.
Yeah.
This was pre-COVID.
We were picking up the trash.
What if it was full of piss?
That would be unfortunate.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Just like this guy.
Squirt.
Japanese office disaster. A man pees in a drink bottle of a woman coworker because he liked her.
I get it.
He was just playing a little joke on her.
Oh, no, dude. Wrong country.
He's just playing a little joke.
So this was a bottle of Pocari Sweat?
I put some pee-pee in your Pocari Sweat.
Possibly.
How do you feel about Pocari Sweat?
I love the name.
I like it, yeah.
What is it?
I think
water?
It's electrolytes.
It's boring-ass Gatorade.
It's flavorless
like
Gatorade.
Without the life.
It's...
Yeah. It's Japanese Gatorade.
From the Olympiads.
Wow.
Okay.
Is there any other news? Did this guy get arrested?
Why would
Are they dating? Did his advances work?
No.
What's this act of peeing in a drink bottle? Is that like a mating ritual of some sort? I'm not understanding why he did this.
Pheromones.
The woman kept her drinks in the fridge. When she went to get the bottle, she noticed
it's
something
warm.
Was off about its color and its smell.
This motherfucker ate asparagus and told on himself.
When questioned, the man confessed, saying that he did it because he liked her.
Wait, hold on. I don't think this is simping, dude.
That's total simping.
This is
simping behavior, dude.
This is sipping.
No, dude.
It's piss backwards.
Instead of saving his pee, he gave it to some bitch, dude, that didn't deserve it.
For free?
And no,
then
sipping.
He confessed.
It's sipping. It's piss backwards.
Oh.
Spinging.
Sipping.
Sip.
Sip.
Sip my piss.
So simp. She didn't accept his love for her, is what I'm intuiting.
Yeah, so he had, I guess, asked her out or something, and she told him no.
Do you want to dance and hold my hand?
She said something about it, and so he was fired. So when the police arrested him, he said, I definitely put urine in her drink bottle.
Man, you got to shut up, dude. Is your lawyer...
Yeah,
Brian, the defense attorney, has one word of advice.
Shut up.
Problem.
Shut up, god damn it.
Do you think this woman coworker was a true?
I bet she was just regular. You know, 70% of women are regular.
70? That's actually like not that bad of a number.
It's true.
Shock you, dude.
It's true.
So you're saying 3 out of 10 women are not regular.
I think statistically that's probably true.
Regular is a good thing though, right?
I mean, for me, it is.
Not regular on the other end.
Yeah.
Right. Most women are regular.
That's true.
Speaking of crimes.
That is a crime.
A Sapporo man attempted to rob a store with a lighter, and it goes as you'd expect.
How do you feel about the headline, Brian?
It's got too much attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many times I've said it on the show, but I tell Jim and I all the time.
Allow me to draw my own conclusions.
Yeah. If you're a headline... Don't get an attitude with me. Just tell me the facts. Goes as you'd expect. What are you,
well,
my
then
friend?
I guess I don't need to read the story.
Yeah. You know what? I expect him to be successful and to take a lot of money home and not get caught. Am I right?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, this 40-year-old man entered a store at around 3:30 in the afternoon, clicked on his lighter, pointed at the manager, and said, "Out with the money, or I'll light you up."
It seems like he was doing a joke.
Yeah, there's a bit.
Or I'll light you up. Nah, just kidding. I'll see you tomorrow. What the fuck?
I'll see you later, Dave.
He was arrested.
Dave's son.
And, Dave's son. Yeah,
I'll see you later, Dave's son.
Hooked on charges.
Of what? Arson or robbery?
Attempted arson and robbery.
Attempted. Both.
Attempted robbery, assault on a police officer, obstructing police business, and possibly damage just, to property.
The whole obstructing of police business, I think they can slap that on any crime, right?
Yeah.
Because, I was over here doing police work. Now I got to go fucking look at this crime.
Now you're obstructing.
That's obstructing.
Police business, dude.
Yeah. I like to call it biz nasty.
Thank you. Someone finally said it.
You know what else is biz nasty?
What?
No, come on.
Beef cutlet pieces.
Could you eat 50 beef cutlet refill pieces?
Yes.
If so,
I don't
this
know,
Japanese
man.
Restaurant will let you eat it for free.
What's a refill?
It. Yeah. Okay, so they don't just give you all 50 at once.
Yeah, I follow.
They give you a regular sized beef cutlet.
Give me
then
some weight.
Waste. Is that why?
How much weight?
Oh.
No, they just warm up everybody else's leftovers and give those to you.
That's not bad.
I'm not sure. It says you have to be able to eat all 50 pieces within 60 minutes of starting your meal.
But each piece is like half an inch or three quarters of an inch, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can think of just like a little cutlet that's been.
So it looked like it'd be five cutlets. Am I incorrect for my estimation?
It looks like it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Is the meat even, or does it look like they're chopping up steaks? Like, what are we talking about?
No, it's a piece of meat. It's not
like chicken fried steak.
It's not chicken fried steak because chicken fried steak is chopped beef. This is just batter dipped, like flattened steak.
Yeah, like steakums.
Oh.
But it's battered.
Okay, so it looks
like. Yeah, but just because it's battered doesn't mean it's like ground beef inside.
That's true.
It seems like they're cheating.
No, they're not.
It says it if comes standard as a 4.2-ounce entree-sized beef cutlet.
How big?
4.2 ounces.
So only like 2 pounds?
It'd be 200 ounces.
Total? 4.2 times...
Total?
No. Times 5.
It says it comes with... Sorry. It comes with cabbage, rice, miso soup...
Leave the sides.
...various dipping sauces.
Do you have to eat the sides?
Obviously leave the sides.
To qualify for the free meal, you really do have to eat everything.
Oh.
So you have
and
to eat the
sauces.
The rice, the soup, the veggies.
The soup is what's going to fuck you.
This is the Japanese version of that Texas steak.
Yeah, and I don't know why you'd want to do this. It would be like, I guess for the props, but it's just like, it's not going to be fun and...
Food challenges aren't
maybe
fun.
Maybe it will be fun.
No, I don't think so.
They're never fun.
I guess for your bros, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, not being the guy.
No.
Because you're either a fucking pussy because you didn't finish or you feel like shit.
Yeah.
You get 5 refill pieces in your first refill order and then 10 each time after that. It takes about 5 minutes between asking for a refill and it being prepared and served.
Oh, look at that. No, you get to weight it down.
I can kill this.
You need
that momentum.
Right.
Yeah, you need the momentum. No, it looks like you have to eat 5 beef cutlets, right?
Right. And basically. All the sides.
And they're how big? 4 ounces?
Yeah.
Per beef cutlet?
Quarter pound.
Or per piece?
No, the cutlet. I think it's the cutlet.
So that's only like 2 pounds total of beef cutlet plus sides.
I think
Art could do it.
Child's play.
Art, you got this.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go to Japan.
Because it's refill pieces, like it's all pieced out, right? It's just 50
it's already
pieces.
Cut. It's like somebody else's.
So it's not like each piece is 4.2
ounces. The table next
ounces.
To you didn't finish theirs, so they're going to take 5 minutes to heat that up
That's
in the
fine.
Air fryer and then give that to
as
you.
As long as it looks good still. It's got their flavorings and stuff. I'm sure it's like leftovers.
It says people have done this.
Of course. It's not that big of a challenge.
Child's play.
It says someone did 80 pieces.
If someone can do 80, 50 should be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the steak challenge is almost 5 pounds of steak.
I don't like how they're labeling this a challenge.
Oh, no.
The current national record.
Oh, this is a national record?
Yes. Someone walked into the Katsugiya branch in Osaka and scarfed down 101 pieces.
Wow.
Art, can you do 102?
I could definitely try.
10 cutlets plus 2 pieces. That seems heavy, man. And the sides. That seems heavy.
How much if I don't win? If I do like 48 pieces.
How much are these cutlets each? Or is it just you buy the meal and it's like a challenge price?
It's like a buffet meal.
So this guy from the article, it says that he finished 25 pieces total. And he had to pay $11.50 because he didn't, obviously, he didn't.
Oh, you just pay for what you ate?
For what you ate.
What is happening with this? This silly ass promotion.
It made the news.
Fun. Yeah, just for
fun, man. It made the Nipo news.
It made the Nipo
news. Yeah, but Texas has it, or like these steakhouses have it right because they're like, they're
if you don't finish it, it's $100.
Yeah. So, but I guess Japan's just in it for the
capital G pan. Yeah, and they don't got that much space there. So they got to consider that shit. Yeah, or beef, they say.
I would feel no loss having to pay for it if I didn't hit 50.
Right.
Yeah.
But that defeats the purpose of this challenge altogether.
I'd kill this.
There's no skin in the game. So I think it would actually be harder to finish because it's like, I don't fucking want to torture myself over $11.
Good point, Art. That would really be a dilemma for you.
He would still finish it.
I feel great after 50 pieces.
He wouldn't go the distance.
I wouldn't do that 102 shit.
Right.
Yeah. I might do like 69.
Would your cheapness fuel you forward?
Oh, absolutely.
20 bucks.
Without a question.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying like, this, like if there's that if skin in the game.
Yeah, if you can eat up to 50 pieces, then you've already gotten what, like $22 for free?
Yeah.
And then I thought you get the whole thing for free.
It's free.
Yeah, but why would you eat more?
Like, because if you're hungry.
Let's talk about economics here.
Okay, let's talk about it. Okay, pause. Let's talk about it.
If you eat 49 of them, you're out $20.
The economy's out regardless.
Right. What do you mean?
Because it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't feel like a sting if it's only $11.50 if you bail.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Okay. That was the Nipo news.
True, though. That's true.
Back to the rest of the world.
1,000 Andy Warhol sketches offered for $250 each, but only one is real.
I like this idea.
Tell us about it. How do you guys feel about this?
I like the idea.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You definitely would put in $250, right?
No, I don't know.
What?
I like the idea of other people doing it.
I feel like, yeah, it's in my wheelhouse, but I just don't like Warhol that much.
It's not about it. It's definitely the investment.
It's 100% going to be worth $500 the moment you get it in your possession.
Right.
But then if it is the Warhol, which presumably you would never know.
You could know.
How would you ever know?
Are you telling me these fakes are that good?
They're not going to tell the winner?
No.
They're not?
No.
I think you could with like carbon dating.
They're all probably like, they said they were meticulously created. Yeah, and visually maybe.
Which I think shows you how worthless art is.
Okay, say that!
This is where we're going.
I mean, if you can just like recreate, you make 999 more of this one thing. I mean, it's bullshit.
First off, it's just a sketch, so it's not a big deal. And again, we're talking about $250 here. We're not talking about millions.
No, well, the one that's the original would probably be worth like tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'd say tens of thousands, but either way, the $250 to play this game, it's well worth it.
I mean, it's fun. I'm not going to do it, but...
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they would ever tell the winner.
But if you had the opportunity to buy one of these 1,000...
I'd probably do it.
Yeah. Why not?
For $250? Because literally, the moment I get it in my possession, I could probably go on eBay and sell it for $500 if I wanted to.
Right.
It's like a raffle.
Yeah.
Right? Well, everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
I think they should tell you... I think there should be like a golden ticket in the right one. Just cause. It's fun.
What I would think is the Andy Warhol Foundation would like certify the actual one. Yeah.
They don't fucking know either.
No, they do know because that's what they made the replicas
Somebody
from.
Somebody fucking spilled the papers like, oh no!
Oh,
no! Which one was the real one?
It's
the
one
with Andy Warhol's jizz on it.
Yeah, I don't know that. I think they all look the same.
Cherubs doing hopscotch.
Dancing like naked. And it's like, these are prints.
It's black and white. Yeah.
They're all prints because that's what fucking Warhol did.
Yeah, it's worthless.
No, I think the sketch is actual real. Like from a pen. Hand to paper.
Hand to God.
Yeah, check out this really valuable piece of artwork that we were able to recreate very easily 999 times.
this irreplaceable work of art.
I can't say anything here because I've bought some pretty expensive sketches before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are one-offs and you bought them directly from
the artist.
Yeah.
But how does he know they're
because
genuine.
He bought them from the artist hand to face.
But the artist could be a scam artist.
Well, then it's still from him. You think Andy Warhol fucking literally painted everything he did and sold? No.
I think he was scamming. He was scamming anyways.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be scammed by Andy Warhol.
Yeah, direct. You're paying for the experience.
Of getting fucked by Andy Warhol.
I don't know that I would want to.
Well.
Every time I think of Andy Warhol, I think of Andy Dick. Am I incorrect?
It's close. It's very close. Yeah. In spirit, they're close. Like, they're both kind of...
I don't like Andy Warhol either.
Andy Dick is Andy Warhol's spirit animal.
But, Burrito, if you got the ticket offered to you, you could buy one of these 1,000 for $250. Yeah.
Would you do it?
So long as they weren't going to reveal which one was the...
Really?
No, they're
going to
reveal
the real one.
They will.
They're not.
Mm, yeah, because everyone else is going to be worthless.
Yeah.
No, it'd still be worth $250.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
I bet you wait 5 years, you could probably only get $100 for it.
But it's kind of like one of those merch
drops. I'll keep
an
eye on it.
It's one of those merch drops.
No, it's
it made a headline.
Drop.
And it's 1 in 1,000.
It did make a headline.
It's like if... No, but nobody's going to remember this shit.
Everybody will remember this.
Nobody's going to remember this shit.
You're right. No one will.
Zero people.
We'll look back. I promise
5 years.
I'll buy one.
You're not going to buy one.
In 5 years, I could buy one for $100, like you said.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And if it's
$100 going down.
Okay. Let's say if it's $100, I buy it. But if it's more than $250, you buy it, no matter the price.
Okay.
Of one of the forgeries.
But if it has to be a forgery. But this is if they
no,
declare.
That's what they're selling.
That's
as a
what
forgery.
I'm saying. No.
They couldn't even sell on eBay, though.
They're not going to say that it's a forgery. Because if they do, that'll tank the value of these.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. So they have to tell us if
it could be any one of them.
Yeah.
I see what you're
so
getting at.
All of them are valuable if they don't tell them?
Right.
They all go up?
Right. Because
they all could be.
They all could be. You're selling the illusion that this could be the real one.
I'm starting to fucking hate this.
If they say, this is not a real one, I bought it from this charity auction.
But why do they care? They already have $250,000.
No. This is if I were to buy it.
You wouldn't want.
I would want them to not say what it is.
I got you.
I feel
an ounce. The allure. Right. So they would not say it. I'm going to guarantee you they won't tell you.
Yeah, you're right. You're always right, dude, and I hate that.
Kind of like that Carly Simon song?
Right.
You're So Vain?
Right.
It's not Warren Beatty.
Oh, it's not?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is it Dave Coulier?
Yeah, but she said this song is not about Warren Beatty, so it is about Warren Beatty.
Ah.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Ask Carly.
I'm a doctor, and this is how to get rid of an unwanted erection in just 30 seconds.
Hold your breath. Hold your breath. Hold your breath, number one. This guy says pump your legs.
Did that work?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
I guess I'll go home and get a boner and try to pump my legs.
Flex a muscle.
What if I'm flexing my cock muscle?
Your love muscle?
The blood from the engorged tissues
of the corpus
cavernosus. Cavernous and spongiosum would be redirected to the flexed
AKA
muscle.
The shaft.
AKA your fucking
That's why
cock.
You lose it whenever you're actually, when you're thrusting so hard, you know?
Oh. Well,
all your other muscles are taking the blood away from your dick.
Wow.
Brian stays rock hard.
Yeah, because he's always like, hey, Lilith, hop on top.
Yeah, it's just that it's because my fingers always stay erect.
Right.
So.
Because they're prehensile. Hey, ladies. I got prehensile fingers.
Shit.
You know about that. And opposable thumbs.
Shit, what you know about that? You guys remember when we were talking about Long Pig and having the cooking show where your body was the Long Pig
Wonderland?
In the cooking show?
Yeah.
Yes.
A COVID-19 victim's body that was supposed to be used for medical research was dissected in front of a live audience.
Live studio audience.
In a hotel ballroom without the family's consent.
Hotel ballroom.
$500 a ticket.
I was in this live audience. Wasn't that funny? You know?
It was hilarious.
There was a laugh track.
There was, which was weird. They were just like piping
they
in
had
through
applause,
speakers.
And there were four dudes doing commentary while it was going on.
Right.
Yeah, it was shtick. They had some shtick.
So what if that was your body? Would you guys be okay with
that? In fact, that sounds awesome.
I think it sucks for my family.
I guess if you're a pussy.
Well, what if they bought the ticket? Now they see dad's dead dick getting cut off.
They bought the ticket expecting it's someone else's butt.
Right.
Like,
no, they don't say featuring Gemini Jackson on the ones and tables.
Yeah, you're right. If this person, if the family all bought tickets expecting to see someone else's great grandpa
sliced
open.
Knifed up.
Yeah, I could see how that would be awkward.
Yeah. Whoa.
Florida teacher won't face charges for showing R-rated film. A sheriff's investigation refuses allegations that a Florida panhandle teacher subjected her students to pornography by letting them watch the R-rated movie Alexander. Mm. Parents of a 15-year-old told school officials she was traumatized by the Niceville high school teacher's
she was traumatized.
Students, a movie that they considered to be porn.
By Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson, people. That's all I wanted to mention about this.
Is she naked?
Yes.
Is
it
topless?
She is getting pounded in this movie.
Is it good?
By Alexander the Great. Great.
I think you would enjoy
it's
it, Brian.
It's not good. It's great.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Absolutely.
was the tagline of the movie. Not great.
Wait, is this the gay one? Or there was, what was that other one?
Some of it is in there,
Troy.
Sure. But
Troy was
I'm talking
gayer.
About the Rosario Dawson scene.
Yeah, type in Rosario Dawson Alexander.
Okay.
It'll take you to MrSkin.com. Mr.
Skin.
Yeah, so while he's looking
Rosario Dash Dawson.
The McPlant tastes just like any McDonald's burger.
Now that doesn't say much for McDonald's burgers.
Reading through this article, the guy said it kind of tasted like a Burger King Whopper.
Wow. Really?
I was like, now I want to really try it. What do you guys think about this vegan stuff again?
I'd go for a
McPlant.
A McPlant.
But let me tell you this. I'm going to give McDonald's props in this one because they were real about naming it.
Yeah, McPlant.
They didn't call it like a
thank you
Impossible Whopper.
They didn't call it a not Big Mac or a Big Mac no meat.
Do you think it's going to be overpriced or competitively priced with their other burgers?
McDonald's is like a weird thing for me to predict because sometimes they have really, really good value for stuff. And then other times, like, why is a meal $9 at McDonald's? You know what I mean?
Because it's a sweetie meal.
No, the sweetie meal is like $6, isn't it?
No, it was like $11.
The Travis Scott meal was, you know, overpriced.
$6. No way.
No, it was banger for the price.
Oh, it was the best priced.
It was the best priced.
Well, I was in Slim City, California, and I think it was more expensive there. It was like $9.
I think they were just pocketing the rest.
Yeah.
The people behind the counter.
Update about Rosario Dawson. She's got some big old fatties, dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why you have to watch Alexander.
Man, I got to watch this porn they showed kids.
Yeah. Men with golden penis syndrome are ruining sex and dating for women, says Brian McFly.
What's a golden penis syndrome?
How a lack of competition led men to develop golden penis syndrome, an arrogance that stems from the assumption that a steady supply of females will be sexually interested in them. What?
Like incels?
Why do they have this?
I think maybe they're trying to turn the whole dating app game around. Flip the script saying the power dynamic is not in the women's favor.
I like this. What? I like it. It's not true, but I like it.
No, I think they're reporting to make it seem as if there's this lack of penis in the supply chain when everybody knows nobody buying penis, everybody's selling.
Oh, you know what? Okay, it says men with college degrees have become so cocky that they're ruining whatever. Could it be that I know that less men are getting college degrees than women? Like each year, less and less men go to college. Is that what this is about?
Because school is for fools.
I think this is more of like the dating app, how men view it.
How men have choice in whom they date.
Oh, right.
And oftentimes don't want to date women that they're not interested in.
Okay.
Would you say you have golden penis syndrome on your dating apps, Brian?
I might, dude. I might relate to this.
That's what we're getting
but
at.
But it's not true.
Right.
Oh, this is a bullshit story?
No, it's not true that...
Not
I
true
could
for
have
Brian.
Any woman. I don't have a golden penis, and no man has a golden penis.
Right, because
some
there's
do.
Definitely a hot chick that could swipe on you and match, and you'd be like, yeah, hell yeah.
Right.
It's all about attraction, but apparently it's golden penis syndrome.
Well, I'm okay with it, dude. I'm okay with putting
GPS.
Women in their place.
GPS. Because I got a golden penis.
You know what's better than a golden penis?
A golden vagina?
Can I guess what's better
golden
than a golden
rib?
Penis?
The McRib back at McDonald's.
Back at McDonald's.
It's also
back
an NFT.
It is an NFT.
I missed that drop, but you know.
I'm saying it is an NFT.
No, it's not because it's fungible.
That's true.
And no, edible. They made like, you know, a nice little picture of a McRib that they sold for Ether. There you go. That's an
and
NFT,
if
right?
I could just, you know, let... I know we don't like to get meta Ether. Here, but... Arthur, the Arbiter, bought us all McRibs before the show. Sorry
for what
Brito.
We have for dinner.
So, and I enjoyed it. Thank you, Arthur.
Was the first time in how long?
Years.
I'd say 10 years at least.
Burrito's never had a McRib. True or false?
False. I have had one.
Oh!
Wow.
Little baby burrito?
Long time ago. Yeah. Yep.
And what did you think?
It's okay. It's good.
It's like a cafeteria food.
Totally. Love it. Yeah. They had that same thing on the cafeteria.
It tasted exactly it did, like. Yeah.
Love it.
We had
they
one.
Definitely had the same rib at the cafeteria food.
Yep. You know, speaking of food, in that movie Castaway, Tom Hanks didn't have a lot of food and he had to hunt for it.
That's true. Tom Hanks. He also was in that movie where he went to space.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was like Private Ryan.
Yeah. But he's not going to space now.
Why? Oh, no?
Tom Hanks says he refused to pay $28 million to join Jeff Bezos in space. He was offered William Shatner's spot first.
You think the Shatman's paid $28 million? Dollars? No way,
I don't
right?
think he had that.
Bullshit.
Shatman running on credit.
Yeah, dude.
Are you sure, man? I think
and
he
IOU.
Gets a lot of those
he gets convention money. He gets convention money. That's
also,
it.
He kickstarted like, it. Boston League. He was on some other show for like 10 years. I'm sure he had.
The Shatman? He's doing commercials with his daughter.
I bet he's got lots of money.
So she has money to bury his ass.
he looks good for whatever his age is. It's like
how
90.
Old is he?
He's
80. Like 98.
98?
He's no. Up, he's 90s.
He's not 98.
He might be. 90.
Wow.
19.
90.
But he looks good.
Yeah, he does look good for a 90 year. He's the first nonagenarian in space, or lower Earth orbit, rather.
So you'd let William Shatner give it to you, Brian?
You'd let him shat in your face?
What do you mean? Like, why would you ask that?
True or false?
50% Brian.
Let me get this straight. Would I let William Shatner fuck my ass?
Monkey's out of the bottle,
yeah,
man.
That's the question.
Is that what the question was?
Or let him blow you, either way.
Would you let... I'd let William Shatner blow
me. Dude.
Yeah, Shatner blow me.
Just for the historical nature
Hey, guess
of it.
What I did last night, guys?
For the gram?
Yeah.
Dude.
I jizzed down William Shatner's throat.
You guys would be kind of like into that, I think.
I think we'd be like, no, you didn't. And then you're like, I got videos like, God, I want to see that, but I don't.
Dude,
oh, wow.
I'd let him blow
he
me,
He sucked
dude.
Your dick for 20 seconds. Wow, you were really into it.
Well, you know, at this point, he doesn't have a lot of...
Is nonagenarian in your window?
Oh, it is.
It is.
Plus.
That's Gil plus.
42 plus.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of testosterone left, so, I mean, it's practically... He's practically
it's
a woman.
Dust. Comes a bunch of dust on you.
Shit. He's coming dust on you.
Yeah. It's like if someone put some flour on their hand and blew it in your face.
Damn. That's Shatner dust.
I'd do it for the gram.
You'd throw it down his throat, huh?
So Tom Hanks missed out or didn't miss out or what? Is he making numbers up?
Pretty expensive ticket.
It sounds like a butthurt report to me.
Yeah.
Nah, I think he's just blowing up Bezos' spot and also lighting up William Shatner saying Shatner ain't got $20 million.
Yeah, dude.
But fucking Bezos wanted to charge me Amazon Prime pluses.
Mm. Oh, bitch.
And that was the news.
The best.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gap serves you
everything!
And the crazy one, infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Just bring your appetite, because the crazy one has
everything!
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything!
So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Dynamite.
What have lunch?
What have lunch? I'll go real quick since we've been running long. Circle.
Sandwich.
Pizza.
Yep.
Which one?
Pizza.
Store-bought, store-brand.
Totino's.
Was not Totino's. Store-brand.
Store-brand. Great value.
No.
No, store man. Brand.
That is a store brand of Walmart. But
I know, but
I would never,
man.
I would never buy that.
It's Costco pizza.
It wasn't Hell Country Fair, but you're extra close.
Costco pizza.
No, not Costco.
H-E-B pizza.
H-E-B brand.
Just H-E-B straight up brand?
Yeah, they have their own brand.
I know they do.
Hell Country Fair, though.
Might have been Central Market.
Hell Country Fair, I don't think, is like H-E-B's brand.
But they have, they carry it.
They stock it. It's like their generic. It's a generic manufacturer.
That's the name of their generics. Remember when the generic aisle was just like white labels with like a red line on the bottom,
and it
just says paper towels.
Yeah, now it's all the same.
Beans, and in parentheses
sometimes it's
with
better.
Rocks.
Sometimes like the H-E-B, I got extra beans, extra rocks, so you know it's the value.
Yeah, that's why it's generic. You got to pick the rocks out.
But H-E-B stuff is pretty good, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. You know, you get what you pay for.
It wasn't great value.
Bought that's it with right. Buddy Bucks.
You know, you bought it with Buddy Bucks.
Boomchi, I bought this at H-E-B, and it came in a can.
You had Jazzy Jambalaya.
Dude, every time. I've never had jambalaya.
Last time you said you're going to try it.
Yeah, I lied.
So I just like tried to jump the bit.
They actually don't.
They sell it.
Campbell's does. I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Jazzy Jambalaya?
In the soup? In a can?
Yeah.
It's all bought up every time he goes.
It must
every
be.
Time.
It must be.
Do you check the top shelf?
No, that's my problem. But I say that. You did get it. That's what I ate. But I've been going to H-E-B instead of Walmart. I think
classing
you guys,
it up.
It's a better experience overall.
And it's not that much more expensive.
No, it's a better product.
Yeah. Much better.
And unless you're looking at to get other bullshit, you know, it's a much better shopping experience.
True. And I can get my deodorant there, so.
Yeah. He just goes in the morning to spray the deodorant on, and then he leaves.
And by deodorant, he means Preparation H.
I chatted up some woman that I think was
regular?
A porn person.
Oh, you saw Mia Khalifa?
No. It was some gender woman, and I'm pretty sure she was a porn guy. I don't know why I said guy. Or like a stripper. But anyways,
how do you know? Did she smell like a...
She smelled like...
Abandoned.
Glitter and shame.
Glitter and shame. Vanilla.
No, she just had that look.
That look.
Like,
what's that look?
Like a great body, but like not a super great face. Maybe a little too old to be dressing like that. A little giggly.
So what made you think they did adult videos?
I don't know. There's just a vibe.
Hey, you look like a fuck on camera, true
you
or false?
You don't think they're just like an OnlyFans model?
It could have been. But, you know, she was nice and she was cute. And I don't know how to seal the deal. I'm still in the, like, learning to talk to women phase in real life.
So. Hey, my place is yours.
Is that what I should have said?
Are you doing anything later?
You're doing anything?
Hey, little mama.
Hey, little mama.
Hey, little
what'd
mama.
You have for lunch?
Hey, mama, what'd you have for lunch?
Brian McFly.
No,
at 2 p.m.
Can. Yeah. Let's see. The Boom Chi. I've had lunch on occasion.
Okay.
It's what I had for lunch. You know, I've had this for lunch.
Was I there?
No.
Was it from the convenience store?
Boomchi, yes it was. But it's a new thing. Boomchi, it's a new thing. Boomchi, seasonal.
Pumpkin spice.
Boomchi, no. Boomchi.
Was it a gourd?
It was not a gourd.
Was it a pastry?
No.
Seasonal?
Yeah.
What the clam chowder?
No. Why is clam chowder seasonal?
I don't know. It's winter. It's warm.
Okay. No.
Was it like turkey based?
Oh, my God. Yes.
You had a Thanksgiving?
Boom, she had a meal? Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was like
this a sub sandwich.
Oh,
but it was a Thanksgiving sub sandwich.
Did you have cranberries
have, like,
on
cranberries?
It?
Cranberries.
That's nice.
I enjoy that. You know?
Yeah, me
that
too.
And
good.
It had some stuffing in it, too.
So it wasn't peppermint nachos?
Was not peppermint nachos.
What the hell?
What other? Yeah. Pumpkin spice nachos?
Yeah, why not?
Peppermint nachos?
It'll sell.
What a burrito, huh? What about you? Huh?
Boomchi, it was in a styrofoam cup.
Boomchi was
cup
goddamn
cup noodles.
Is it cup
yeah.
O noodles or cup noodles?
Depends on the brand.
Yeah.
They both exist. Pissing in the Nissin is cup noodle.
This was Nissin.
Okay. Nissin cup noodle. Which you do you think
seafood.
Came first?
Cup noodle. Piss and Nissins.
You think cup noodle came before cup O noodle?
Yes, I believe
yeah.
that.
That's weird.
Yeah, that makes sense because the cup O noodle trying to ride dick
Yeah, but then Cup Noodle could have just been like, let's take the O out and then we have our own brand.
No, Cup Noodle.
What?
Came first.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then they did Cup O Noodle.
So is there little shrimps in that seafood? Is there any other seafood?
There is pieces of squid.
Ooh, what?
There I'm out!
Are...
Taco?
Yeah. There is imitation crab.
Jesus
pieces.
Christ. In this one cup of noodle?
Yeah.
It's fancy.
Wow.
It's really good. I dig it.
Well,
you know.
What we have for lunch?
Sorry.
Last night, I woke in a sweat.
Ugh.
The cravings rising from deep within my loins.
What's that?
The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Dickham Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickham, president and CEO of Thickham Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog.
Oink.
When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them the arteries a-pumping and those veins a-popping. Think Thickham.
Thickham Farms.
Thickham Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickham Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Come to Daddy, you fat little pig.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you, we'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
All day, every day!
I hit the stick it up your ass in there.
I heard.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
They made the tape.
Cool. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
Way past Brian's bedtime.
Yeah, indeed. I gotta go to an open mic.
Oh, wow.
Get his dick sucked.
Well, I
don't are you know trying about to that. Get your dick sucked at the open mic?
No.
Probably not
unless
the way to go.
Guy.
Yeah.
Hit him up.
Have you scheduled your doctor's appointment, Burrito?
Man, shit your brains out.
Not yet.
Well, you gotta get to that.
I went to the dentist today, so I'm getting through all my stupid fucking appointments.
Shit, I gotta start all
Jesus.
That too.
Yeah, you got insurance.
Old man
now.
Appointments. Been there.
Yeah.
Well, not the finger in the butt thing, though.
Not yet.
You're just getting a little camera in there, though, right?
Yeah.
That's cam cool. girl.
That's okay. If you get hard when someone sticks a camera up your ass, that's not gay. So you can do that.
You should ask for the video.
No.
He's entitled to it.
You should
it's
Twitch stream
record.
It, dude. Twitch.
I'm entitled to the truth.
You're Twitch streaming the inside of your asshole?
Yeah. I'd buy that for $1.
Dude, I bet you get subs like crazy.
Do a super chat?
Yeah. Keyword colonoscopy? Come on.
Oh, my God, dude.
That'd be pretty fun.
You're going to get at least 100.
At least 100. All right, man.
Depending on how long it lasts... We can make a bunch of clips with that.
Burrito presents Insane in the Membrane. How's that?
Insane in the Brain!
Inside of my asshole.
So much better, dude.
Yeah.
Burrito presents Inside of My Asshole.
Thanks for your time, guys.
All right, guys.
Later, dude.
Peace.
See you later.